time for the Daily Dust. I'm ready. Are you ready? It's the last Daily Dust of 2024. I almost feel sad, but then I remember I'm really mean when I do this sometimes.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
I'm not mean. It's a joke, people. This is the Daily Dust. It's where we have a light dusting of celebrity gossip, not the really hard stuff. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. So you can ring in 2025 from the comfort of your couch tonight with Mr. I took over Dick Clark's world because I'm really just a shapeshifter. Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora will be hosting the 54th New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC, while Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen return for CNN's New Year's Eve Live. That'll be interesting. And Keith Urban joins Rachel Smith for Nashville's Big Bash on CBS, while Hoda Kotb bids farewell to 2024 alongside Jenna Bush Hager on NBC, and they'll stream that on Peacock as well. A lot of the other ones are streaming too. They're just also on regular television. Will Ferrell busted out his Buddy the Elf costume for an NHL game over the weekend, with cameras catching the North Pole's tallest elf looking a little downtrodden ringside.
You know that Buddy the Elf is a huge Kings fan, but we've never, ever seen him like this. I stopped by just to check in on him. He's smoking a cigarette ringside. He's got a 5 o'clock shadow, looking a little bit disgruntled. Said it was a tough holiday season. The score, it's a little tied. I don't think he's happy with the way things are going, personally and on the ice, guys.
I'm not sure that wasn't a candy cigarette, because it didn't look all that real. And he was drinking a beer, but he was flanked by his wife and one of his sons. So it was kind of funny. He did look like he was very angry. He is a well-known Los Angeles Kings fan, and he was a little more cheerful after they beat the Flyers on Sunday. Five people have been charged with manslaughter in connection with the death of Liam Payne, including four employees at the Argentina Hotel where the One Direction singer died. Payne was only 30. He died back in October after falling 45 feet off his hotel room balcony under the influence of cocaine and alcohol at the time. Gal Gadot says she suffered a life or death health crisis when she was 8 months pregnant. She was diagnosed with cerebral venous thrombosis, had a massive blood clot in her brain. She was rushed to the emergency to emergency surgery, I should say, to save her life. Gal and her baby are both fine now, but Dr. Walvian Sivakumar says that some of the side effects can be pretty serious.
The symptoms vary, and it depends on which part of the brain is actually affected. So they can include headaches, nausea, vomiting, numbness, tingling, or weakness in your arms or your legs, vision problems.
Yeah, she was suffering from major headaches, and they did an MRI. Searchlight Pictures is teasing the upcoming digital release of A Real Pain, starring Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin. It follows Eisenberg's character David and his cousin Benji, played by Kieran Culkin, as they tour Poland following their grandmother's passing. Sabrina Carpenter has finally partnered with Dunkin' Donuts and released a signature custom drink, you know, because the espresso song. Well, the commercial's pretty funny. Sabrina's brown sugar shaken espresso commercial has the pop star cheekily telling the camera, "I just love shaking that ESS. Yes, I edited it for content."
Am I shaking that? You are shaking that.
No one shakes that like Gambian.
Grandma?
Oh, shake that. Kind of sounds like shake that.
Sabrina's brown sugar shaken espresso, only at Dunkin'.
Yeah. I told you I had to really, you know, do some editing. Musician Alan Toussaint will be featured on the 48th Black Heritage Stamp, which makes its debut next year. He was a prolific pianist, singer, songwriter, composer, arranger, and producer. And Toussaint left an indelible mark on New Orleans music and beyond. Many people found him to be inspirational musically. He died back in 2015. And a dirt alert. So Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have finally reached a divorce settlement, ending one of the longest and most contentious divorces in Hollywood history. 8 years later, they were only married for two, y'all. Anyway, they entered into a written agreement on their marital property rights. I don't think that Chateau winery issue is over, though. Although their family is, that's for sure. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except Happy New Year!